Hanford Top Dog Dixon is a regular on this show, and he joins us via the Revel Wireless Hotline. Hanford, haven't had a chance to really get through the draft and talk about it with you, so let's do that. And I want to start in the obvious place with you, and that is with the third-round pick, Leon McFadden, a cornerback from San Diego State. The first thing I like about this guy is that I think he brings that instinctive thing, that intelligence thing, the stuff that when we talk about defensive backs, you know, I know you place a high value on. I mean, you got to have the athletic skill. That's a given. But it takes more than that. And this is a pretty complicated defensive scheme to work in. And I think a corner is going to be asked to do a lot and better know a lot.
Well, and you know, no question, Vic, and you and I have talked about it, especially in this game with Coach Ray Horton. You have to be able to play man-to-man defense. And talking about the kid McFadden, that's one of his strengths. I mean, the kid definitely is a man-to-man cover guy. He's the type of guy with some work, you know, who knows how good he could possibly be. You know, it was funny, I listened to him talk and him talking about the things that he do well. And if you ask him, he'll tell you that his strength is being able to cover wide receivers man-to-man. And what I really, really like about it, Vic, you know, I was talking with Joe. He and I went to the game at the Q, the arena football game. Right. And we were talking about the kid, and Joe said he was going to reach out to him. And I understand that already he has. He's reached out to the young man.
Joe Hayden.
And he's going to pretty much, going to take him underneath his wings. But I'm excited about the pick, and obviously we needed a corner. And I really believe this kid have an opportunity to come in here and really compete for that starting cornerback's job.
And I think the thing, too, people will point to the height and say maybe not tall enough at under 5'10". How big of an issue is that with you?
Well, it's not at all. I mean, it's not a big issue. And I hear people say all the time, it's just like I was talking to Josh Gordon, and I told Josh, I said, man, I wouldn't let you off the line of scrimmage. And, you know, the competitive come out of him. And he said, yeah, I'd like to see you try. You know, but my point is, I always liked the bigger receivers. I mean, I'm not a small guy. I'm about 6 foot tall. Mm-hmm. And we all know that Minnie was, probably 5'10 or somewhere around there. But I'm telling you, the corners, what they could do is, as long as they have, and McFadden, he's going to develop more upper body strength and not lose his speed. But if you got that upper body strength, to me, it's much easier to jam those big receivers. And obviously, you don't have to worry about the little scat, what I call receivers, because he can get a hold of those guys and he can run with them. But I am not worried about his size at all. You know, if you talk to him and you listen to him, you can tell the young man have what it takes to play corner. And that is, you have to have confidence and you have to believe in yourself and you have to have a short memory, because obviously these guys, talking about the wide receivers, they're world-class sprinters. They're the best athletes in the world. And from time to time, they're going to win. But you can't let them win often, and you have to have a sharp memory, and you have to believe in yourself, and he's got all those tools.
You bring up such great points there. When it comes down to, first of all, jamming at the line of scrimmage, having some weight, having some girth to your body, and on 193 pounds, I think he satisfies that. But it's not just that, the weight, the muscle. It's the willingness to put yourself into that other player, right? Make that contact. Because isn't it all about, you know, throwing him off his route, throwing off the timing? And so many of these passing games are basically based on timing. So any disruption off the line is key. And it seems to me that even if the guy is taller than him, and he's going to face a lot of receivers that are taller than him, he can kind of get into their bodies in that safe area, that five-yard area, right, enough to keep them off their routes.
Well, see, you're so right. And again, I'm going to elaborate on that a little bit, because and you hit on all the right things, because The thing about bump and run is to disrupt the timing between the wide receiver and the quarterback. And if you get that jam on the wide receiver, if I'm the quarterback, when I'm going back there and I'm looking over there to, say, for instance, to my left or to my right at the wide receiver, and if I see this guy is jammed up or if he's caught up with the defensive back, immediately, what that's telling me is that I have to go somewhere else because I don't have time to wait to see if he's going to come free, you know. And you're right. That's what that's all about, is disrupting the timing between that and the quarterback. But and Vic, you know what? And talking a little bit about McFadden, you know, I've watched him, and what I really, really like about him, always as a corner, as a defensive back, it's also very, very important that you keep your weight down and your weight underneath you, because what that allows you to do is to make those turns. If a receiver's running a post corner, if he's running an out, you know, it allows you to make those turns. And what I also like is his feet, because he always, as a defensive back, we always try to keep our feet shoulder width apart and not get them wide, because if you get them wide, you're dead right there. That receiver can open you up and he can do pretty much whatever he want to do to you, even if you back off or if you bump and run. And this kid seems to keep his feet right where they're supposed to be, talking about shoulder width apart.
Hanford Dixon is joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Great stuff here, Hanford, in the technical conversation, and I want to take it another step. The term technique, always used with corners in covering receivers, and a lot of this you covered in that initial area coming off the line of scrimmage and body positioning, but now you're in the route with the guy. And walk me through this. The idea of, okay, you are 5'9 and change, and you've got that receiver who's towering over 6 foot tall. How do you, what are some of the ways that the corner then helps to close that gap in height with technique? And I guess what I'm also talking about is where he's positioning himself, the jumping point, all those things, right? They come into play there.
Well, see, the key, Vic, is you can't, you have to be in the right position before you can even make a play on the ball, or if you can make a play on the ball. And what I mean by that is, throughout that whole process of whether you're playing off or whether you're playing on, you have to have good head position. And what I mean by good head position is, say, for instance, we're playing man-to-man and the receiver breaks and runner out. Okay, immediately when he breaks and run that out, a guy like McFadden or even a guy like myself that have that, you know, a little bit more height, you have to take your head position right to that wide receiver. And again, what you can't do is you can't look to make a play on the ball until you're right there, you're able to touch the wide receiver. Because if you look soon as he go into that break, what's going to happen is it's going to stop you from making up really, really good time in order to get to the receiver to make a play on the ball. Because if you look right away, you can't make a play anyway. Because if the ball is thrown properly, and see what it does. Now, Vic, if you're up on that wide receiver, and say, for instance, he's running the go route with you, and if you're up on him, if you're able now, when you have your shoulder right there on him and the quarterback is throwing the ball, you can make a play on that ball. Now, sometimes you got a quarterback that's going to put it in position where can't anybody catch it but that wide receiver. Sometimes that's going to happen. That's not going to happen often, but sometimes it is. And that's why I said you've got to have a short memory. You can't worry about that. But most of the time, 95, 98% of the time, that cornerback is going to be able to make a play on the ball.
Now, another thing that helps out cornerbacks, as you well know, is a strong pass rush. And the Browns taking that to heart with their first pick in this draft, sixth overall, getting Markevious Mingo, LSU player, a guy who looks like he has the goods to be a pass rusher. But and I think most importantly, when you connect it to the fact that you already have a Paul Kruger as part of this pass rush, you brought in Desmond Bryant. You got to look at the whole picture, and it looks to me like the enhancement is there. And if nothing else, if this guy is just off the edge and just turn loose on the quarterback, that should enhance the Browns' ability to force some mistakes from those quarterbacks and help those DBs.
Well, you know, I'm sitting here while you're talking, and I'm just laughing because I'm laughing. I was thinking about those guys and those guys up front and those guys that would be going to get after the quarterback, and I say, man, you know, if I had those guys, I could probably played a little longer in the league. And it's amazing how good a good pass rush, how good they make a defensive back. Because what happens is then you could take some chances because you know the quarterback is not going to have all day to throw the football because your guys are going to get after it. Vic, when I look at the guys that we have up front, the guys that are going to rush the quarterback, again, it just puts a smile on my face because we are going to cause havoc. We are going to put pressure on it. We are going to cause hits on the quarterback. We are going to make those guys know that they're in a game. And I'm telling you, you know, with addition of obviously Kruger, we know this guy, what he did in Baltimore and last year and in the Super Bowl. I mean, just getting to the quarterback, and Bryant, we brought him in, and Mingo, and it's going to be interesting. And we know Ray Horton, he's going to turn it loose. And that's what I was telling Joe the other night. I said, man, let me tell you something. It's going to be man-to-man, baby. And he welcomed the challenge, and I'm sure McFadden is going to welcome the challenge. But I like where we're headed with this defense, and I think we're going to create some more turnovers and be able to turn that ball over to our offense.
I want to talk to you about opportunities, Hanford. You came in as a premium pick, of course, to the Browns when you entered the league. But there are players every year who are added via undrafted free agency, and the Browns picking up 18 of those guys, and they'll be on the field along with the draft picks a week from today when mini camp begins. And how do these stories play out is fascinating to me because, you know, these are the hungry guys. These are the guys that everybody passed over, and now they come in with a chip on their shoulder. They come in to prove something, and they don't have that issue of, okay, I was a high pick, therefore there's a lot of pressure on me. They have no pressure. They're just mad. And I would think that they play with that attitude. You've been around those players as a player. You've been around those players post-career as a player. How do you see that in particular? I know we don't know who these guys are yet, but you could get some – look at what this team did. Tayshawn Gibson, Craig Robertson. I mean, there are players who got meaningful playing time on the Browns from undrafted free agency, and it's happened time and time again through the years.
Well, you know what we used to say, Vic, and it's funny. We used to always have the little phrase, and I used to say it myself, a star is born. A star is born. You never know who that star is going to be, but a star is going to be born out of those guys because, again, those guys, they come on, obviously, when a coach, when they go in and they bring all these guys in, we need bodies for mini camp, we need bodies for training camp. But you always have one or two of those guys where the cream starts to rise to the top. And that's what's going to happen. And you don't know we don't know who it's going to be, but one of these guys is going to make the best out of the chances they have. And I just can't wait to see who it's going to be out of these guys. But you're right. You had a guy like me that was a first-round draft pick that didn't have to worry about making the team. I came in right away. All I had to do was worried about making myself a better player. But you got these guys, they have nothing to lose. They have to make this football team, and they have to catch one of the coach's eye. And if they do that, then they have the opportunity to make this football team.
Hanford, outstanding as always. We appreciate you taking the time, and let's do this again next week.
You got it, my friend.
He is the top dog, Hanford Dixon, joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.